take our hymn books and sing number 41. 41 in the hymn book.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, my King, my wonderful Savior, all of my life is given to Thee. I am rejoicing in Thy salvation, Thy precious blood now maketh me free. Wonderful Savior, Jesus, 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 we praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Tom, would you pray with us, please?
Father, we thank you that we can draw nigh unto thee. Amen. Promise, if we draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto us. And we want to come into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you so much for your so great salvation, having died on the cross for us because you so loved us. Now we want to enter your gates with gratitude, O Lord. Thank you for rescuing us, saving us, and enabling us to follow you. Be glorified in this time of worship. May we find you in a
yes, Lord. May we draw near.
Experience Jesus, your Jesus, nearness, Jesus, O God. Jesus. Draw nigh unto us, we pray. Draw us, and we shall run after you. In Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Let's also sing 461, 461 in our hymn book. It's nice to have our neighbors here. Don and Marie, we welcome you this morning. God bless you. 461.
So precious is Jesus, my Savior, my King. His praise all the day long with rapture I sing.
to me. He stood at my heart's door in sunshine and rain, and patiently waited an address to gain. Was shameless all along, he entreated in vain, for he is so precious to me.
Precious to me.
Amen.
Oh, I'm so thankful for this wonderful Savior. I'm so thankful for these precious songs that we sing. They bring victory.
Hallelujah.
How many times I woke up with a wonderful song. I didn't even know the words at the time, but the melody was ringing in my heart, and then I'd look it up, and oh, the words would bless me. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for what he's done. I'm so thankful for the precious words of God that transform our lives, that make us more like Jesus. Oh, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for the Word of God. I love the words of God. It says in Jeremiah 31, it says, "At that time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people."
Hallelujah.
"Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness when I went to cause them to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love." Isn't that beautiful? "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love.
Hallelujah.
Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee, and I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. O Virgin of Israel, thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in dances of them that make merry." And he says, "Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind, the lame, the women with child. A great company shall return thither, and they shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them, and I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water." Isn't that wonderful?
"Oh,
in a straight
hallelujah.
Way wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come glad, come and sing in the height of Zion." Isn't that wonderful?
Faithful.
Oh, I'm so thankful that Jesus ever saved me, put a song in my heart, gave me joy and gladness when I was a child. And oh, how he's drawn me again and again and again to these wonderful words and the songs of Jehovah. I wouldn't want to live without my Bible or my songbook. And they shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow, and I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness. And he says, "Refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. They shall
Hallelujah.
Come again from the land
Hallelujah.
Of the enemy. There is hope
yes,
in
Lord.
Thine end." And then it says, "For I, the Lord, bless thee, O habitation, and the mountain of holiness. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul." And then he says, "Behold, the days come that I will make a new covenant
yes,
with
Lord.
The house of Israel,
Lord.
With the house of Judah. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God and they shall be my people. Isn't that wonderful? And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, for I will forgive their iniquity. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, hallelujah.
He will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember them that sin no more. Oh, I'm so thankful that he does take away our sins and that he throws them into the deepest sea. And he says, no fishing. And he pardons us and he gives us joy and peace.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm
Hallelujah.
So thankful. And it reminds me of our friend in the Old Testament, Jehoshaphat. He was quite a priest. He was quite a king. And the battle came from the Ammonites and the Moabites and told Jehoshaphat, there's a big multitude against you from the sea on the side to Assyria. And Jehoshaphat feared. And he set himself to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Oh, how many times we've come to ask help of the Lord. And he hears our prayers. He does. And he answers them in his own way. And he said to them, he prayed a wonderful prayer. And he says, Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And then the Lord said, Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and so did all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they worshipped the Lord. And the Levites and the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord with a loud voice. And they rose early in the morning. And Jehoshaphat said, Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established, so shall ye prosper. And the people appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, and they were smitten. Isn't that wonderful? God fought for them, and he wants to do the same for us today as we praise him and as we worship him and as we love him with all our hearts. Why, he wants to give us victories that we don't even know of. And they smote each other, and they were dead bodies, and the people, they found among them both riches and stripped them. And on the fourth day, therefore, they blessed the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then it says they came to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries, harps, trumpets, into the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms because they trusted in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They didn't trust in their own selves or in their own might,
hallelujah,
but they trusted
hallelujah
in the Lord. And he wants to do the same today for us as we trust him and sing the praises of the Lord, why he wants to give us great victories. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior.
Sing 465. Let's stand as we sing.
We take our offering at this time.
We'll take our offering, Brother Tom. Singing? Huh? What song has God put in your heart? Thank God that he gives us a song.
Amen.
A song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart he implants a song. And we ought to sing the songs that God gives us.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise his name. Glory to his name. Praise the name of Jesus. Whatever he puts in your heart, sing it to him. It's a song of victory in the face of the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing that last verse. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span. And now, oh, mercy was great and grace was great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful, Lord. Wonderful. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. We can keep singing verse 2 of page 49. "'Twas at the old-time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone. There underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. When Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad my sins are gone. There underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. And now, the best part. The best part is this, that now I can live for Jesus.
Amen.
Every day, all the time. Praise God. And He fills us with His joy and His peace and His love, things that the world can't give us. And we can't buy them. But He gives them to us. And so we live for Him. We go in the strength that He gives. And we shine for Him and be a blessing. So let's sing that last verse. I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music. With all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. You may be seated. There underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, it's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, put a song in our hearts, dear God. Put praise in our mouth. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. Oh, wonderful Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sister Pearl Young was here in 1979, I believe it was, and we had the Labor Day retreat, and how the Lord led us into much stillness, somewhat like this weekend has been. And what was established in our hearts and in our lives was a sight of Jesus. We were made to see Jesus, to know his presence, to focus on him, and to learn and to practice that seeing Jesus was victory. In Isaiah 26, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength, or the rock of ages." And that's introduced in Isaiah as a battle song. What? Battle song? Get the swords, beat the drums? No. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And so that's another reason why Brother Hans Walpole said that like a river glorious is our battle song. Everyone thought, oh, we're going to sing Onward Christian Soldiers or something like that. He says, let's sing our battle song. Number 334. Like a river glorious is God's birth. Because the victory truly is in Jesus. And the victory is ours through faith when we fully see him. And it's a hard lesson to learn. It's a battle.
Oh,
as has been expressed by our brother Vim and others. And we've all probably experienced the turmoil of the soul. When something rocks our boat and we are just bombarded with thoughts, whatever they might be. Sometimes it's just personalities that have affected us, and we're struggling with doing the right thing in our soul rather than the wrong thing, having the right thoughts. And so we turn to the Lord, we look to the Lord, and we pray for those souls when we're in the conflict of people. We pray that, and then God gives us a sight of himself. He gets our attention upon him, rather than on the problem, rather than on the people, but on Jesus. And then that perfect peace which he gives to us. Thou wilt keep him in perfect. And it's he that does it. I'm so thankful. And as we heard, Jehoshaphat's encounter, we're setting praisers. Often the Lord will lead us to worship just to fill our vision with Jesus. Praise is a weapon. It enables us to turn our eyes on Jesus. It enables us to see that he's victor.
Amen.
And we're not defeated, but we're more than conqueror through Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
And then to maintain that vision, be stayed upon him. And may God help us. He is. I think that's a purpose he's establishing, that we leave this place with a sight of Jesus in our soul that will make us more than conquerors. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
yes.
Hallelujah.